Across South Africa, online and on radio. SAFM, let's talk.
We'll have an update on the Senzo Mayua trial pretty shortly. We'll also have an update on the NPA effectively getting involved in some sort of bargaining with companies that fall foul of certain issues. That's an important one coming up just now. But let's talk about South Africa, 30 years of freedom. However, there are question marks. Okay, Genevieve Quintal is with me, spokesperson for Amnesty International South Africa. Appreciate your time, Genevieve. You're on the National Pulse. Hi.
Good afternoon, Nashua. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Now, see, the premise of our conversation is your organization's position that 30 years after the end of apartheid in this country, the right to live in dignity continues to be trampled on. It seems like it's a really obvious thing, and yet it's not something we tend to measure every single day, do we?
Absolutely. Like you said, it's nothing new we're saying, really. I think it's just really a stark reminder, and, you know, we will be celebrating 30 years since the end of apartheid, since freedom in this country. And while a lot has improved over the last three decades, we're not saying everything is bad. There's still a lot to be desired to. You know, there's still a lot of issues. You know, it's the things we talk about every day. Gender-based violence, the rampant rate that this remains, very high rates of this. Issues with education. I mean, we've been talking about pit latrines. We saw just this week or on Friday, a three-year-old child drowning in a pit latrine in the Eastern Cape. Literacy levels, the state of our healthcare and accessibility to healthcare in this country. Water. I could go on, Ashraf. I mean, We can talk about crime levels. You know, it's these things. And it's basic right to life, right to water, right to health. You know, all those things. A lot of people don't have access to those rights, to those basic rights, 30 years into our freedom.
Well, I mean, you know, if we put it another way, to say, you know, all of us, young and old, you know, there may be 10 fundamental things that we need to be able to, you know, express ourselves fully and to maximize our fullest potential within our choices. But there are 10 things outside of within our control that we can't govern. And am I correct in saying that, you know, even if I did it very loosely, there's a good chance that maybe 8 out of those 10 issues we fall foul as a country?
Absolutely. It's, you know, we've been speaking about it quite a bit now in the run-up to elections. So a lot of these issues are raised in Amnesty's annual human rights report that was released today, and that looks at the human rights situation in 155 countries, which includes South Africa. But also in the run-up to elections, you know, we've done an elections manifesto. We've looked at 10 issues that really are at the heart of some of the failures in this country. And again, like you said, it's fundamental stuff, water, health, GBV and just crime in general. A big one for Ashraf, and I think, you know, we look at how people really fought, gave up their lives to fight for the freedom of this country. And we still have people fighting for the rights for themselves, for their communities, for their families, who are dying for fighting for those rights. Human rights defenders who to this day are being gunned down for fighting for basic rights.
So who do we point, you know, who do we point fingers at? Is it the ruling party? Is it business? Is it civil society? Is it community, civic organizations? Are they churches and mosques and synagogues and mandirs? You know, is there an absence of morality? What I'm trying to say is it all those things? Because if there's so much wrong, it can't just be pointed to the fingers of one organization, can it?
No, absolutely not. And I think everyone has their part to play. But a lot of these things, in terms of access to water, access to health, are obligations that lie on the state. Security, you know, so a lot of it does fall at the hands of the state. You know, we've got, South Africa's got great legislation, we've got great policies, we've got robust policies, but those are not being implemented. If you look at the state of the police service, so it's also institutions that aren't playing their part. So, yes, everyone has a part to play, but a lot of it is falling at the hands of the government as the state. The state has the obligation to provide these services to people living in South Africa. So, unfortunately, it does. A majority of it does lie at their feet. We need to look at a way that we are going to implement. We've got an amazing constitution. How are we going to ensure that these things are implemented properly? And this is where accountability comes in. So I guess from both sides, we also need to ensure that we are holding our elected officials, no matter who they are, accountable. And yes, I know it sounds like we go on and talk about the same thing over and over again. But until we actually see change, this is what we have to do. Mm. We have to demand accountability.
What's the one thing in 30 seconds that Amnesty International can do that you possibly have not done in the past to not just raise the consciousness, but to activate a type of action that will at least see one or two areas of our society improving? In 30 seconds.
Oh, in 30 seconds. I guess we've just got to keep pushing. A big one for us is right to life and safety. So we're doing a big push on looking at human rights defenders and then also looking at the fight against GBV, making sure there's accountability, that the laws we have in place are being utilized, but also that we actually get legislation moving. And so we're pushing hard on it, making submissions, making sure that we get some movement on that side.
And that's where we're going to leave it, the right to life, the right to safety. Thanks for your time, Genevieve Quinton, the spokesperson for Amnesty International South Africa. In fact, the right to life is a very...